Well, considering all the beautiful things we've seen so far, I bet you wouldn't expect Rocky to need a wild public relations scheme to get people's attention, would you? Well, early park officials thought differently. Just a few years after the park opened, college student Agnes Lowe wanted to get closer to Mother Earth. She planned on living in the park for a week, completely off-grid and without any modern supplies. As word of her brave endeavor spread, newspapers dubbed her the Modern Eve. Well, thanks to so much press coverage, there were around 2,000 people there to see Agnes Lowe walk off into the wild. Now, remember park founder Enos Mills? Even he was there and personally escorted her to Rocky's entrance. Fit for the occasion, Agnes showed up in a fur outfit, looking like Wilma from the Flintstones. Wilma! People followed her adventure closely in the Denver Post newspaper. There were reports of sightings and notes left by Lowe, and that was big news. After a week, she returned to civilization, sunburned, healthy, and a local celebrity. It sounds like an early version of one of those off-the-grid reality shows, right? Like Survivor or Naked and Afraid. However, suspicion spread like wildfire, and people began to see the forest for the trees. Eventually, the park's superintendent, L.C. Ray, confessed that he and Denver Post newspaper editor Al Birch simply made the whole thing up. They wanted to boost the park's and the newspaper's popularity. Agnes Lowe, whose real name was Hazel Amy, had actually spent the week living in a hotel and occasionally visited the park to stage sightings. Now, naturally, people were angry, but Ray and Birch insisted it was just a harmless stunt. So, what do you think? Well, you are here right now. So, hey, maybe it worked.